And while Democrats and Republicans in the Senate Judiciary Committee battle over Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court, a parallel tussle is happening on television airwaves and digital platforms as liberal and conservative groups alike spend millions of dollars on advocacy ads. Joining us with the details here now, media analyst John Carroll. John, I've started to notice this. For how big are these Supreme Court advertising campaigns?
They're pretty big. I mean, in the 10 days after Justice Ginsburg died, about $2 million worth of television ads ran. But since then, there's real money involved at this point. Mm-hmm. By my count, there are seven conservative groups that have committed to spending about $25 million on this fight. There are six liberal groups that are looking to spend about $12 million opposing the Barrett nomination. And I should point out that most of these groups are dark money groups, which means we don't know who their donors are. So these are pretty much anonymous attacks and support.
Well, on the liberal side, the biggest player is the dark money group Demand Justice. They've been in previous court battles.
Yeah, they spent $5 million opposing Brett Kavanaugh's nomination in 2018. This time around, the group says it will spend $10 million. It's currently running ads nationally and in selected states, accusing the Republicans of rushing to play politics with the court amid the pandemic.
Yeah, and Planned Parenthood Vote, that's the political arm of the healthcare group, is running ads that feature Justice Ginsburg. Let's listen.
An American icon, a champion of women's rights. Donald Trump wants to replace her against her dying wish with another Supreme Court justice threatening coverage for pre-existing conditions and reproductive freedom.
That pretty well summarizes the liberals' main argument against the Barrett nomination. There are also several groups running footage of Mitch McConnell opposing Barack Obama's Merrick Garland nomination in 2016.
You know, it's clear two can play this game. On the conservative side, a dark money group called 45 Committee running an ad that quotes Ginsburg herself. Here's how that ad starts.
How do you respect Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Remember her wise words on Supreme Court nominees in an election year.
The president is elected for 4 years, not 3 years, so the power that he has in year three continues into year four.
Others agreed.
Ginsburg made that statement in an address to incoming Georgetown law students in 2016 in the context of McConnell's efforts to freeze the Garland nomination. She also said maybe members of the Senate will wake up and appreciate that that's how it should be. But she conceded that the Senate can't be forced to act.
Yeah. Look, or forced not to act. You know, the Republican side in this case forced not to act in the case of Barrett. And that brings me to, why is all this money being spent on what seems like a done deal? Is it just to get out more political talking points?
Well, part of it is to sway public opinion. But what's not a done deal are the Senate races that will be decided on November 3rd. It's no accident that a lot of these ads on both sides are running in some of the most tightly contested states, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, North Carolina, Maine. That's generally where the biggest return of investment might come.
John Carroll, media analyst for Here Now. Thank you.
Thank you.